From the Financial Times in London, I'm Daniel Thomas, and this is FT News. Shares in BT fell by a fifth this week, wiping about £8 billion off the value of its business after it revealed an accounting scandal at its Italian business that was much worse than expected. BT was forced to take a write-down, and now questions are being asked about how the company allowed this to happen. For many investors, it brought bad memories of the 2008 financial debacle also involving its global services division, which ended up costing BT close to £2 billion. With me to discuss the controversy is Nick Fildes, the FT's telecoms correspondent. Nick, first of all, can you give us a few more details about what happened to BT's Italian business?
Indeed. The Italian business is a large part of Global Services, which is BT's division serving governments and companies around the world, especially large multinationals, and up until now was considered one of the more successful parts of the empire. Everything changed last summer when a whistleblower from that business contacted senior management at BT in London and suggested that not everything was right with the accounting policies there. BT initially looked into it, appointed KPMG to audit it, and felt that the impact of what they'd found there was about £145 million, which is not great, but relatively small in the greater context of BT. But this week we found that the external auditors of KPMG had found a much more labyrinthine set of problems and accounting issues that actually would need to be unwound to the tune of about £530 million at this stage, and that could rise in the future. So obviously what looked like a relatively small issue in a subsidiary company only representing 1% of group profit suddenly became a much bigger scandal.
So how come such a small business ended up costing BT so much? What are the accounting irregularities that were found there?
Well, this is what confounded analysts yesterday. This is a business with less than £100 million worth of operating profit. So how could it possibly be costing £530 million to sort out? And the main issue there seems to be what was going on, which was something called factoring. And that's when a company takes a loan against a receivable. And in this case, it looked like BT Italia was taking lots of loans with specific companies to boost its cash flow, reduce its cost base artificially. So unwinding that process and paying back those loans, which were obviously substantial going back a number of years, is why we have such a large number at the end of this.
And who's carried the blame for this?
There's been a huge clear out already of the BT Italia local management team, who are obviously deemed responsible for what was going on. So no surprises there. And BT's head of Europe is expected today, tomorrow, this week, to also fall on his sword, with his responsibilities falling to Luis Alvarez, who's the head of BT Global Services and a trusted lieutenant of the very top brass, particularly Gavin Patterson. However, obviously questions are being asked all the way to the top about how this was allowed to happen and what it means for the oversight at BT generally.
And what authorities are now looking at this scandal? And is it jurisdictional as well? Because I guess you have the UK and Italy in play here.
That's right. There's still a few questions being asked about that. The Milanese prosecutor has confirmed that they've opened an investigation, which is unusual timing in a way, because BT announced this 3 months ago that there was some sort of nefarious activities going on. But the scale of what we saw this week has forced the hand. We have yet to see if the Serious Fraud Office will get involved. We understand that perhaps they are considering those jurisdictional issues. This was an issue within Italy, and whether the Italian authorities themselves will get involved too in terms of white-collar crime.
The share price fall tells its own story, I suppose, but how worried are investors at the moment?
Well, it's the tip of the iceberg problem here. I mean, obviously, the Italian scandal is taking the headlines. It's a serious problem. As I said, it questions the credibility and the management controls at BT. But also hidden in that was another warning about UK public sector spending, which was blamed on Brexit. That didn't go down well either. Now, BT is a company that this time last year, pre-Brexit, was floating on a high, punching above its weight in TV. Strategy seemed to be paying off, taking more than its share in broadband. A year on, it's not looking so great. We have a looming pension deficit issue, triennial valuation coming up next year, which will probably require more money to be poured in. Now we have this Italian issue. We have the public sector business coming off boil as well. And we have a new auction coming up for Champions League rights, which, given what we saw Premier League inflation, may also see BT having to dip its hand into its pocket again.
And is this the first time that BT's had problems in the global service division?
Absolutely not. It's a very tricky business, this one. These incumbent telecoms companies that originally just supplied phone lines are getting into these global contracts supplying connectivity everywhere. Initially, BT set up a joint venture called Concert back during the tech boom with AT&T. That led to an almost £5 billion write-off. And more recently, in 2009, the global services division came off the boil in a big way. It was a big contract meltdown, and BT had to, in a two or three stages, write down about £2 billion worth of value on the contracts. It was the growth engine for the company, and even 20 years later, it doesn't look like they've been able to get it right.
Have other companies struggled in the Italian market?
This looks like an Italian-specific issue. Italian telecoms is pretty idiosyncratic, and funnily enough, BT itself, going back two decades, tried to crack the consumer market there in partnership with Silvio Berlusconi's Mediaset and came a cropper at a great cost, about £300 million down the drain there. However, BT is one of the few companies, along with Deutsche Telekom's T-Systems, that are still ploughing this furrow of trying to be a global IT services / connectivity provider, and it is a tough market.
Well, thanks for joining us, Nick, and clearly lots of questions still to be answered. Join us next time where we can perhaps get into those again.